Okay, Patriots fans, welcome to another Patriots.com Campcast. It's Tuesday, August 14th. Patriots had one practice today. By the way, I'm Eric Scalavino from Patriots.com and Patriots Football Weekly. One practice today, as I was saying, 2:30 to 4:30. Actually, that's what it was scheduled for, but it actually went a little bit longer, almost till 5 o'clock. It was a beautiful day weather-wise, but on the field, different story. The team was in full pads, but they didn't quite get after it, I think, as the coaching staff would have liked. Evidence of that came almost near the end of practice, around 4:25. The coaches made the entire defense run a penalty lap around the field. Then they gathered as a team, just the defense, and Coach Belichick had a few choice words for them. They went back to going up against the offense in 11-on-11 scrimmaging, tried to pick up the pace a little bit there, but all in all, not quite what we had expected to see from the team coming off two-a-days yesterday. Anyway, there were some good plays to talk about, particularly in 7-on-7 action. Wes Welker had a pretty good day catching the ball. He got behind two defenders in 7-on-7 drills. Matt Cassel lobbed a perfect pass over their heads right into his arms. The play would have gone for a touchdown if it were live, 11-on-11. And on the other side of the ball, Rashad Baker made a great interception off of Matt Gutierrez's pass. He did run head-on into Junior Seau in the process. The two of them fell to the ground, but Baker popped right up, took the ball into the end zone, and Seau got up too, by the way. Neither one of them were shaken up at all. Some other good news to report, tight end Benjamin Watson and linebacker Pierre Woods, who hadn't played in Friday's preseason game against Tampa and hadn't practiced yesterday or Sunday, were both back on the practice field. That was good news. They both took part in everything drill-wise, so that was good to see. Watson even caught a few passes from Brady in 11-on-11 action. Woods was running around the field as he had been before he sat out the last few practices. So there's some encouraging signs there. A couple of other notes. The coaching staff from Columbia University was on hand. Columbia, as you may know, is the alma mater of Patriots owner Bob Kraft. He actually came out on the field at one point, greeted the coaches, talked to them for a few minutes. They spent the rest of the afternoon walking around the practice fields on the sideline, observing different drills and action and conversing with some of the Patriots assistants as well. That's been happening quite frequently throughout training camp, and today it was Columbia University, a little ivy out on the grass fields here at Foxborough. Other notes, towards the end of practice, as they normally do, Steven Gostkowski took his 8 field goal attempts. A little shaky today. He missed 3 in a row from relatively short yardage, between 30 and 40 yards. Struggled a little bit, but as usual, the farther out he gets, the more consistent he gets. He seemed to nail them as the ball was being spotted further up the field. So all in all, a little bit of a downer today. Not quite what we're expecting, as I mentioned before, but only one more day left of training camp, and it's two-a-days tomorrow. 9 o'clock start till 10:30, so we're expecting a walkthrough in the morning, and then in the afternoon, 5:30 to 7, that's typically when you'll see the full pads again. So if you can make it, it's your last chance to see the Patriots for an entire practice, two-a-days tomorrow. If you can't make it, of course, check out Patriots.com. We'll be blogging, as we have been throughout training camp, PFW blog. And if not, there'll be notes and another one of these campcasts for you to find on Patriots.com tomorrow. So one more day of camp, then a day off, and then preseason game number 2 right here at Gillette Stadium, Friday night versus the Tennessee Titans. We'll see you soon.